This week is called Shabbos Parshas Shkuna. There is Dalot Parshias, four Parshias that we read before Purim and after Purim, before Pesach. The first one of them is Shabbos Shkuna. There's a whole Mesechta in Shas called Mesechta Shkuna. It's inside the Moed, there's no Bavli on it, but there is Yerushalmi on it. It's 8 Prokem Mishnayos. Is, let's say, just a few words about Shabbos Shkuna. The Mishnah says, in Mesechta Megillah, Daf Koftas, Rosh Chodesh Udar Shechal Liyiz B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Udar is in Shabbos, Koyren B'Parshas Shkuna. Then you read Parshas Shkuna. What happens if it's in the middle of the week, Rosh Chodesh Udar? Chal Liyiz B'Toich HaShabbos. Magdimen L'Sheuvar. If Rosh Chodesh Udar is the middle of the week, you read it before that, Shabbos before that. This year, Aleph Udar is Friday, so it's the earliest possible Shabbos Shkulam. Friday is Aleph Udar and make this Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, Shnia, Zuchar. Second Parsha is Zuchar. And we have in 2 weeks from now, you're going to have Parsha Zuchar. Beshlish is the third Parsha is Parsha Spur. The fourth Parsha is Berevias, is B'chamish is the next Shabbos, Chozen Lekisidron, it's normal again. So what is the inyan of Shabbos Shkula? The Gemara says, Omer Ptuvi, Omer Ptyashia. The Ptuvi, very seldom the name, the Ptuvi in Shas. Omer Ptuvi, Omer Ptyashia. Zois Oilas Chodesh B'chotches, a Pusik in Parshas Pinchas. Omer Toira, Chadai, Shavuva Korban, Metrim Chadushe. You have the trim, how is it called in English, the kasa, the place for me to take the money to buy the karbunas. The Mishnah says there's 8 prukim in shkulam, but the ikar from in shkulam is the first 4 prukim. The next 4 is not really of the inner shkulam. The fourth pirek, pirek dalet Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah says, hatrim ma hoy oisimba. What do you do with the money that comes in? Every yid has to give a machzah shekel, and what do you do with this money? The Mishnah says, like Chimba, you buy with it, at midden, in Misufan, Veneskayan. It means, every day we bring Keves Eichel Baboike, Keves Hashayin Ben Aboin, it's to midden. Misufan means Shabbos, Vehme Shabbos Shnai Chavusa. At midden, Misufan, Veneskayan means, it says in Pashas Shlach, you have to bring wine, and flour, and oil. At midden is every day. Misufan is a lot of times in the year. And then Oimer, Oimer means second day Pesach, of the Atoyer, it's the first day Chalamoy to bring the Oimer to make the Chudo Shmita, because every wheat, barley and oats and spelt and rye that grows, and the 5 minor grains and the Dugon are Usar to eat until we bring the Oimer. It's once a year. Shtalechem is Shvius. Velechem Apunim is every week. Velechem Apunim on the Shilchon is every Shabbos. And Vechel. Ketoris is also every day. That's what they buy from this money. And then if it stays over money, the Mishnah says, what do you do with that? So that's the Mishnah Peridalot, the beginning of the Pailik. So the Torah zogt, Chadash, Vavakarna, Machdash, there's a day, but this day is the deadline, it's the day you have to start from the new money, from this year. So when is that day? Rishni lecham lochat she'ashun, that's Aleph Nissen. First day of Nissen, we start from the new karbunas. And so that's why the Mishnah zok, first Mishnah in Shkulam, be'echot be'udar, Aleph Udar mashmir na Shkulam. We say loudly, everybody should bring Shkulam to the Mishnah and give a month to pay it. Vala klayim, the winter is ending, and it starts summer. There's the haluchas of klayim. There's a mesechta called mesechta klayim, klay kerem, klay zruam. You should watch how it grows if it doesn't grow against the halucha. So this is Shabbos Shkula. And the Shulchan Aruch is a Shulchan Aruch Rechaim has 697 simunim. The last thing is Hilchas Pirim. The last simun is Pirim Kut, that's not every year. But from Tufrei Shpai Hai, from the simun from 685, and further is Hilchas Pirim. The first simon, Tufrei Shpai Hai, it says the Dalet Parshias. There's always a Hafsukka also. This week there's going to be 2 Hafsukkas. This week is Shabbos Shkulim. Next week is a plain Shabbos. And next week is Zuchar. And after Sukkot is also going to be Hefsaka. Only this year it happens this way. It's going to be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Nissen, going to take out 3 Sifrei Torahs. This Shabbos we take out 2 Sifrei Torahs, and we're going to say Piyutim by Shachris and by Misaf. You know, it's known that Misaf every thing ends the 7 times. This week, there's a Seder of Eilam Mishputim. It's one of the biggest, schwerste Seders. I remember in Chayder how hard Mishputim was. There's a lot of Haluchas. Most of them is Bovakama. The Chassam Sofer this week in the Torah, he says a psichas hazman on the Sechta Bovakama. It's more the Gevet, what he says about the Sister Torah, Mishatai, Vas Evan Abdoilach. I'm not going to say the whole thing, but it's nice by the way he puts down the psiche on Bovakama. This is Bav Metzia is also this week in the Seder. A lot of Bav Metzia. Let's say like a Chiddush. Omer Ptuvi, Omer B'Yashi. That's what it says in the Gemurah Zosar Schodesh B'Chodesh. You know, it says in the Gemurah, Api HaToyra, they're speaking over here about the Eved Ivri. But there's a thing of Eved Kanani. The Pusik in Parashas Bahar. V'snachal tovoysim levnaichem achereichem lo'elem b'am t'avoydi. The Torah said, the slave, it says in Parashas Noach, which Baruch Hu said, "Eved Avudim Yile Echov." So the Gemara zukt, come upon Mishas. Rabbi Gamliel had a slave. His slave was named Tuvi, and the Gemara zukt in Masechta Yima Daf Pei Zayin that Tuvi was realistic. He was able to become smich. What does smich mean? But this man, so given Sanhedrin, there was smichen. That's in the Gemara in Masechta. Sanhedrin, the first Mishnah, Smich is a kind, and it's also in Sechta Bovakama, Daf Pai Dalat, beginning of Parik Achoyv, the Gemurra says that we don't have now Smichen. Smichen, it's also in Gittin Daf Pai Ches, Smichen means he knows the whole Torah. The Gemurra zukt in Menuchas Daf Samachai, not only the Torah he has to know 70 languages, and he has to know Kishet, because he has to know everything, how to be done. Like, let's say in this generation, if somebody wants to say, no, how bad the internet is, so he has to know what that is. If somebody is wants to say, we should not make a Medina before Mashiach came, he has to know what that is. So he has to know understand about what he's talking. So in that door, Kisha was the most versed Avaida. And Avodah Zura, so he has to understand everything. But Kolshkin, he has to know the whole Shas, and Daud Chalk Shechnurich, I mean, he has to know everything. That means Smicha. So the Gemurah zukt, Tovi was a Talmud Chucham. And even though he was an Eved, he was not allowed to marry a Yiddish tochter. It says in the Torah, Vayekudish v'Benai Yisrael. He was not a real, he was not Jewish blood, he was from a Knani, and he just had a Chad, a Mitzvah, Ki'ishu, Kimavir, B'Mesech, Techagig, Dav Dalet. But he was realistic. And the Mishnah Zukta Mesech, Bruchas Davta Zayan, Tuvi Kusher Hoyo. The Mishnah Zukta Mesech, Sikke Dav Kuf, Tuvi Avdishi Talmud Chuchem. And the word Talmud Chuchem means realistic. And he was a slave. The Gemara Zukta Mubakama Dav Ayan Dalet, Rem Gamil, made him blind. It doesn't say when. It was Piram after drinking or Shogik or the mice. It doesn't say how it happened. It happened accidentally. I don't know. Maaser Rabbi Gamliel she simma as ein avde shatovi. He was very happy. No, it becomes me a mazel tov. Tovi became a kusher yid. Tovi became a kusher yid because the woche de gesedra shein avde yapil or yain amas ein is a lucha. He found the Pshia. And all the Pshia, Tovi, you to Lachairis, and he's a normal Yid, not me and you. Pshia told him, no. He stays an Eved. He stays a slave. Why? Because, Moide B'Knas Putin, this is a Knas. Shine Avdoy Apanim, and Avdoy, that's a Knas. And you were Moide, so. Moide puter, so he stays a slave. So the Gemara says that Pshia was the Av Bezlin. But Moide by Av Bezlin doesn't mean Moide by Knas. It's Moide by Bezlin, so he has to go out. So the Gemara says that Pshia was that time like off duty. Shloye be Yeshiva's Bezlin Hava. He didn't sit in the Bezlin. So that is off duty. It means Moide by Knas. So to this place in Eved. So we have to understand, why did Rabbeinu Shlom do this? If his eye was blind, and it happened already, and he was Moide B'Knas, I was not Moide B'Knas, he went to the Av Bezdin, she was the Av Bezdin. But the Teretz is, he's a Shloi B'Yeshivas Bezdin of duty, so, why is that? Then, to understand the Gemura zukt, in Masechta, Yimed Av Paisayan, as Tzadikim Zan Mezatke Elohem, V'Levnayim Acharayim Atzof Kol Adoiris. When a person does a good mitzvah, it makes him zechisim for him and his generation till Mashiach's day. It's also, and the Rishulam is behepach. So the Gemurah zot, Ahar and two of his children went away of the world. Ahar babunum hoyer Ahar nesherin disef. A lot of his grandchildren and the Mashiach from the Doiris, it's come to the Sreifer, there was people not the best. But zechisim avim om delehem. Ahar babunum hoyer lekenaan, there's a lot of generations of Canaan. They were in Lismach. People, brilliant minds, that could become a dying. But over Avim Galulah. So you see, every mitzvah also now is going to be Piram. We want to look to Megillah Daf Yid Gimel. As Beschar Tznius, Shehoise Beruchel. Beruchel was very, very good. Tznius, the very. She helped the sister when Yankov took her by mistake, when Luvan made when said the lie for Yankov, it took Laish to Tzruchel. That big mitzvah, my sister should not become ashamed, made her have a grandson like Shul. Shul was also very tzniezig, when he was up in Bruchas Daf Samach Beis, how tzniezig and how good he was, Kedishadik. So he had the Einlikl Esther, was also tzniezig. So we see that it goes for generations, and that's how Pidum happened. From the big tzinias of Ruchel, Shul, and Esther. It goes for generations. When a person does Sir Merav, Asai Toif, every Avaira, which Baruch is Mazman, and you don't do it, the Gemurah Zukten condition, the Flamatas, if a person, it becomes to him a bad Avaira, like Erve, like a very not good Avaira, Chas V'Shulam, the person has it's all like Yosef Atzadik, and he doesn't do it, it will for him Nissen. The Gemur is looked in over the Zura Daf Yid Ches, Reb Meir Balanes, it's a Lushan of Gemur. And every person can become like Reb Meir Balanes, never look for an Nissonian, but if it happened, and they didn't look for it, and you don't do it, they do for him a Ness. So every Yid could become a Balanes, he should charge himself not to have an Nissonian, but the Torah begins Rechaim Chalik Aleph with the Ma'amur of Yidah Ben Taimeh Mesech Te'ubas Pairik Hai Have Az Kanumor Kal Kamesher Vratzka Tzvi V'Gibber Kuali Rasa Satsani Vichshav Hashmam. So the Torah says Kal Kamesher means you should close your eyes very, very in a hurry, very schnell, very quick. If you see 1 second, what am I allowed to see? I didn't see it. I don't know about it, I forget it. See, Tal says that the Klarich is on this thing. So, Sir Merav, Asaitoiv, goes for generations until Mashiach came. So we could say that Tuvi, the Baruch Shalom made him, he became blind from Rav Gamliel, and he stayed a slave because of an Avim Garbulah. But he had to have a ticken. Tuvi says in the Mishnah, Bruchas Daf Tazan, Sikh Daf Kof, also in Psuchim Daf Ayin Dalet, and Gavir told him to make the Korban Paisach, he should broil it to the Korban Paisach. So, to Umrab Tuvi, Umrab Yashia, may be that he was like a Mamshech Darkoy of Tuvi, a Gilgal of Tuvi, or something like that. And now he had his ticken. Now he became fixed. That Rab Tuvi, Umrab Yashia says, this memra, this was the real way he was, and the neshama of Tuvi had the real, it was brought up in the real way. It had to be, but that's what the way we could say. If Tuvi um Rabbi Yashi, there was two Rabbi Yashi, there's a Gemurah condition of Lamed Vuv. Rabbi Yashi was the Baal Plikta for the Bionison, and in the whole Shas we see him, Shilim Chmanim Rabbi Yonison, and we see the Bionison with Rabbi Yashi. It could be, Rabbi Yonason, the Gemurah zukt in three places, in Shabbos, Daphne, and Dalet, in zum Megillah think darf sein, und in zum Sikke darf hai. Tittam, zum Sikke, der Moit, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Bekille sei der Moit, wenn das heißt Rabbi Yochanan, ist der Ikedam, das means Rabbi Yochanan. We could say like, Rabbi Yochanan was the same like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was very great in Halucha. Die Gemüse sucht, beizert auf der Allah, das ist ein whole chance, dass wenn Rabbi Yochanan, Rav, disagree, wie passt kein like Rabbi Yochanan. Die Gemüse sucht, einer von darf man sagen, ja, man schmien, Rabbi Yochanan disagree, wie passt kein like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ist like, it was changed with Rabbi Yochanan, so it means he was also in this Madreige, maybe. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yashir were the same Madreige, let's say, the Bauplikta. So, Rabbi Yashir was two Rabbi Yashirs, but the Tanum and the Maron. That's what Rashi says, Rabbi Yashir, the Dura, it says in Kedishin of Lama Dvuf. So we could say that in every door, every person could be the biggest, and the Rambam zogt in Hilchas Tshiva, Pairi Kaya Lucha Beis, every Yid could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So we could say that Reb Tuvi is like Rabbi Yashir, and Rabbi Yashir is like Rabbi Yonison, and Rabbi Yonison is like Rabbi Yochanan. We could say this way, now, that was a ticket of Tuvi. And every Yid can have his ticket. Ve'ayvam eshputa mashatus l'fnay. He says, we learned over here, Mesech Techilin, the first few blat, yes? So we had a few tzigis amikas. Let's say in the Vachar the Gesedra. It says, Achre Rabam lahatus. Yod was the sigya in Daf Yid Aleph. Zman, Shvach, Mechanosh. These 10 places, one of them is this week, yes? From, it's beginning to Kechan Nilomis. Yes, Zman, Shvach, Mechanosh, 10 Lamidim. At we know, I go after Rabam. Yes? Yeah. This is the Gemura. Kaimur on the Kile Kirib. It's a few times in Shas. It's in Chilm Daf Ayan also. And it's in Nuzer Daf Mambayz. And it's a middedaf kuftas, I think it's 400 shas. Riboy ke kiloy. So when a yid is mesakin is neshoma, there's a few ways that the Gemara says it. Can be riboy ke kiloy. The Bnai Soschar says, and by Shvius, my Soschar, he says that why does Tshiva help by a yid? Because the Torah is very big, and it's impossible to really be learn. Lilmad l'lamad lishvavlas the whole Torah. It's like impossible. The Gemurah zogt in Eidechen daf Yid Zayan. If a Ketzbalch will bring the Ledin, Avruam, Yitzchak, and Yankov, they wouldn't pass the test. The Ledin. Because a Yid has to be his whole life, every second. Lelma de Lelama de Lehoyus has been a Sirish Manasseh of Kaim. Like let's say, if a Yid is going to be like the Gru, or like the Noid Behida, or like the Meshantov, it has to be every second in his life only to do the Rutz Maboyla. Even though a person is not a malach, so he has to like rest. So in Shechnurich it says, in Simmer Eishlam, with Aleph and Erechayim, the Pusik Mishle, Bechol Drucheich Du'ayhi. So Gemur even says, the Bruch is of Samach Gimel, even if you eat, and you sleep, and with your family, and all these things that the person has to do, brings Panusa, but it's Kvur, it has to be L'Shem Shemayim. It's very hard. So maybe Riboy could kill it. The person has to try his best. But it says in Hilchas, and Yerdaya Simon Sheen Dalit Mem, Hilchas Hesped, you're not allowed to lie by a Hesped. But it should say a little bit more. A bit more than he was. The Tirzov asks, a little lie you may say. So he answers that every Yid wanted to be better than he is. The Rebbeinu Shlomo knows if he was good, really he wanted to be better. But how much good he did, really, he wanted to be better. So, Ribbe Kekila, Machshava Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzaref Lamas. That could be, it's Reila Meshputem, it's Echeram, Lahatas, it's the Woche, the Gesedra. The Gemara Zug Dorten by Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is the Megau after the Rabbam. And also, on the Torah, there's also a Sigi of the Chazuka, yes, we learn it from Nigebatim, the Gemara Zug. Also, it says this, we learned in Chilm, that Chamiris Kanta Meyesira. Person has to watch on his Gashmi's the life and Kolchkar on his Roch is the Gelife. The Tirzuf says, beginning of Hilchas Chanukah brings a Rashi in Parshas Kisaisa, Kushu hamachte le'udam yoysem en ahorgoy. If you make a Yid do an Aveira, it's more than you kill him. And a Pele from Azach, the Rabbeinu Shlomim, he created and holds the whole world, and it's not hard for him.
One thing is hard for the Rebbeinu Shleilem. It says in Pusik, Parshas Bullock, Laru umol b'yisroa. So it rashe avayra umol hi lifnei amukam. The Rebbeinu Shleilem can't take when the Yid doesn't avayra. It says in the Sefer Me'oranayim this week, he says that the whole world is created from the Oisius from the Torah. The Gemara zukt in Shabbos daf kif yites, b'dvar Hashem shema nasa, v'dibur. The Gemara zukt in Sanhedrin daf kavuf, that the Torah got ugelief in Tishiyu, b'dvurim shal toyi shehu oylam meshites alayim rasha zimdot, it means dibur. When Hashem created the world with dibur. And every dibur, every mass of a yid, is metzar of Oisius. The Torah, the Ramban says in Dagdoma, Torah is Oisius, and you could like make the Oisius in a lot of ways. The Gemara zukt in Ma'at Kutin Daf Tezayin, if it's Chatzushon Tzkaidem, it could become Rachaim. You know, it's like Tzura, it can become Retzai and Tzoyar. Is Shabbos we say Retzai, means we change the Tzura to Retzai. So when he does an Avaira, he makes an other Tziruf. And this Tziruf, the Baruch Shalom doesn't want that. You put the Baruch Shalom in not a good spot. Why do you make this Tziruf? So that brings Yisirim, Chas V'Shurim. V'aylam Shputin, Yisirim comes if you did a tziruf that's not right. That's what the Moranan says. So let's say Ibus was to the tribe of Israel, yeah, that's we're learning now, yeah. And the tribe behind the kiss, I shut the six agates and taking shamor from that's halugish machine select it shallow. That's in Shikhnura from some kuftas till someone samoch. So the Gemara zukt and said the chilm daf tzadik hai as Shmuel wrote to Rabbi Yochanan tleiser gemala the suffic tribes. Few camels that was carrying what he wrote on Hilchus Trifus. Murusa says, Hakim believe Trifus, Krebi Yochanan, means Trifus is from the hardest things, but the biggest Rabbunim and all the others were learning. We know that the Iker of Heter Hayrua is the Yeredaya Chelik Aleph, because in Sechta Chilm is in Sechta that the Rav of it is a Hayrua. In Hilchus Tarifus is not only from Chilm, it's from Avodah Zura, from other Mesechtas. But Iker is in Chilm Daf Tzadik Vuv, the Sigi of Yerich, and Zbash David Anush. So, like Kirtash Lich Noise, this week, it's a good summer to learn from this, what's the Sedra. He does, it says, the Shluach Kudish, the Cypher Shlu, brings from his Rebbe, the Mashal. It was, what means Kedisha? The Kedisha means two things. Now it's Shavavan. Shavavan means to see Kedisha, like, what real Kedisha means. Guarding your eyes and your Machshuvas, and you have a holy gift. That's one thing. And the other thing is not to eat. Why you're not allowed to eat? The Gemara zukt in Masechta Yima, the Flametes, v'nit meisen bom, v'nit tamten bom. Also, not only should not eat trafik. That's very, very crucial, not to eat only kushes. But also, there's a Tosfos in Masechta Ksibes, daf Givdal, there's a Medrash. And instead, you should be mispalal. The Torah should go into you. Zah mispalal, you shouldn't eat madan. Only eat for your health. And not to think that's bad for you. The Gemara also says in Masechta Hori, David Gimel, things that make you forget when you eat, but it's not healthy. So I have to watch it. I'll just put Mashatusim Lifnayim. What means Lifnayim? The cipher Ach Kritriyu brings from the Heilige Gerizhener, Lifnayim Veloy Le'achrayim. And he says, what's Pshat in this? So he says, the Gemara zukt in Masechta, aber the Zura Dafai, the Mashudart, when he does a mitzvah, it goes beforehand. It's like a kabbalah spoonam. When you bring in the person the kabbalah spoonam, the one who brings in goes before you, like the rabbi, the gabba goes first. And when you bring a person in a police station, the police is after you, back of you. So lefnayim v'loy l'achran. You have to do the mitzvahs the real way v'loy l'achran. That's what the Achri Tria says, Pshat and Drishna. The Degel, Degel Mach Nefran, the grandson of the Bashem Tov, says that lefnayim means there's a pusik, but noyach eser kines halachlech. A tzaddik is very big. In the Rebbeinu Shloim, you don't understand, but the Rebbeinu Shloim makes the tzaddik bigger than the Rebbeinu Shloim. So he says, eser kines halachlech, noyach was like the same, eser kines with the Rebbeinu Shloim. But Avraham Avinu says in the pusik, is halach lefunai, go before me. Tzaddike emas are before the Rebbeinu Shloim. This week, it says in the pusik, as hine onach shlech malach lefaneich. So the Degel says, that's even more. I will call the Rebbeinu Shloim makes the tzaddik more than me. The Gemara zukt in Bava Metzia Daf Paivov, when there's a plik to hook the paskin, the Rebbeinu Shloim gave away the Torah. Says Masechta Bruchas Riktam Sat Lecham Terusi Al Tazoivi. He gave it away. Rebbeinu Shloim knows the whole Torah better than all of us. Mikas Feike Klapa Shema. The Gemara zukt in Bruchas Daf Gimel. Rebbeinu Shloim has no suffolk. But he gave it away. And who can paskin? Only a person on this world. Rabba Baruch Naini. So, Ha'ilam Shput Mashakus. But Lifnai means it should be Lifnayim. And don't be La'acharayim. Let's end in the reverse of this Rasha. Rasha says over here, L'sala da'atuch l'am yashra n'parek v'aluche ba'asik in Pomo. Now, with that, that's in the Tamiya mitzvah. There's a thing called Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. In Sheikh Nuruch, we're da'is and reish, and vufsi dalot. And in the Sheikh Nuruch HaTanya, there has been raised a lot of times, Rasha says it has been on this thing, in Bruchas Da'afai, Bruchas Da'af Yid Allah, Bruchas Da'af Bamzan, Shabbos Da'af Yid Gimel, Chagig Da'af Yid, and Basra Da'af Kif Lamod, Nidda Da'af Zayim, and Megillah Da'af Kuf Ches, Tzikah Da'af Kuf Ches two times. It's more than 10 times in Shas. The difference of Mishnah, Mishnah means, when Piskei Aluchas, Talmud means, you mevarer this thing. So Lefnai, Ashus Lefnai means, Peshulchan Urich means it should be mevarer, every Shala, from Shas, Iposken, until La'aluch Lamas. So I'm going to end our words. There's a Rosh in Mesech, the Psuchim Dafniyam, he brings a Yerushalm, if a person learns not to be Mekan, so the Rebbe Shtirup Yitin, there's a big Oynash on that. And the Heilige Neumann Meilich says, in the Hanukkah Se'udah, the first piece, that if somebody, even though he knows to say very good, but if he's not Mekan, it means Shikhi, Shikhi Mekan, the Torah has to be Lomad, El Lamad, Lishman, Velasas, El Kaim, El Hoyrus, Benay Yisroel. So the Rebbe Shalem gave Hatzlucha, in Siyat Tishmael, in Tchilin, in andere Mesechtas, in Zazoycha, in Yedera Aina, Zawin, Atam Chucham, in Atzadik Emes, in Akudish Betur, in Tshivetin, in Zazoycha, in Zagayin, Kegim Mashiach, Zitkaini, in Oil, Penecho, Elayin, Udin, Nesu, Beshekel, Esen, Vaas, Nuchem, Venisu, in Zazoycha, in Alof, Nisu, Unsa, Tam, Tetrim, Chadusha, in Heiligen, Besamikdash.
Amen.